To make some cuts of beef more tender, processors may put those cuts through what they call mechanical tenderization, basically piercing the meat with needles and blades to break up the muscle tissue. However, if there are any disease pathogens, bacteria and such, on the surface of that cut, then those piercings can transfer those to the interior of the product, and that means those products could pose more of a risk of foodborne illness than intact products. And so,
this rule just empowers people to know what they're buying.
Undersecretary of Agriculture Elizabeth Hagen talking about a proposed rule that would require meat companies to label those mechanically tenderized products as such and offer validated safe cooking instructions for consumers.
If folks knew that, hey, that the steak that you're buying may be at a higher risk category than an intact steak, we're hoping that they'll kind of take a moment to realize that this product needs to be handled differently than what they're accustomed to.
USDA will take comments on the proposal for 60 days, then review all those comments and make changes if needed. Hagen says she hopes to have the rule ready to go sometime next year. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.